Leading the news this morning, and indeed the government may order a royal commission into those further allegations of systemic abuse in the Defence Force. An independent review of the ADF lists more than 800 complaints dating back to the 1950s. The worst allegations involve recruits as young as the age of 13. Britain's Prime Minister has appeared before the Leveson inquiry set up by him to investigate media ethics. David Cameron's told the inquiry he has no covert deals with the Murdoch empire and has never traded policies in return for its support. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has failed in his latest bid to avoid extradition to Sweden. Seven Supreme Court judges in Britain have unanimously dismissed his appeal as being without merit. Mr. Assange claims the sex crimes allegations made against him are politically motivated. Police in Bali are questioning a man who allegedly molested a 9-year-old Australian girl. The girl had been asleep in a villa where her family was on holiday. Police say the suspect was employed as a driver, and they say he was drunk when he took the girl from her room. And Gina Rinehart is believed to have increased her stake in Fairfax Media. More than 78 million shares in the company changed hands yesterday, raising speculation that Ms. Rinehart now owns 15%.